Sunday, 28th of December, Yom Hanukkah, and Shana Fresh Water, Pesach Nisa. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis states, Ner Hanukkah, Mitzvah the Nichoy or Pesach Beis and the Bechut. The Ner Hanukkah, the Mitzvah is to place it outside, by the door of the house, outside towards the street. And if there's a skuna, we'll discuss it in a minute what that means. Manichai al hashulchan v'dayoy. It's sufficient to put it on the table in the house. Now Rashi explains, what is this skuna? The b'shasa skuna. So Rashi says that the Parthian used to have a holiday, a religious holiday, Chag Yom Edom, and they'd made the law that no other light could be lit except in the base of the Zohar Shalem. So therefore it was dangerous to light Chanukah. So Chazal said, "Menichoy al Shulchan Vadai." That's Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. As a machoikis to Shoinim, Tosis in that Memhei in Masechta Shabbos, and the Tur in Siman Tosreish Ayin Aleph, they learned that the skona was that the Goyim had made a gezeira that even aren't allowed to light Chanukah. So the Baal, there was such a gezeira, is Menucha Maniach al Shulchan. He should light it in his house, not place it outside. Now the Bach explains why Rashi, why the Torah and Tosfos, he doesn't actually bring Tosfos, but he says pshat in the Torah. Why the Torah did not want to learn like Rashi? And he says that this is how he built it out, that it's mistapa, and he brings a raya from the Gemara, that placing it on your table indoors was also a danger. Because the goyim could go by and make an inspection of the house and see that there was a menorah there. So he says the way Rashi learned that their gezeira was only a gezeira that you shouldn't have any other light other than the light in the base of a disorder. So he says, Chanukah is a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah that you have to be moisa nefesh. It's not from the Gimel Aveir. So Mimeli says, why would you have to put it ala shulch? Look at Bach. That's why the Torah wanted to learn differently. And the Torah learned that the goyim came to be oiker. They didn't want to permit Yidden to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Chanukah. That would make it Shas HaShmad. Shas HaShmad means that Goyim want to prohibit Yidden from keeping the Torah. Now the din is that although only Gimel mitzvahs of the Yeherek Val Yavah, the only three mitzvahs for which one must choose death rather than being over on the mitzvah, but the Shas HaShmad, Shas HaShmad, Afila Al-Kisah the Mesamel. Al-Kisah the Mesamel was the way the Yidin used to wear their shoes, which was different than the Goyim. Some Rishonim learned it was an Issa Deraita of the Chukasei Ma'isorechi, but most Rishonim learned that this was either a Minig, which had in it Yadus, or maybe there was a Din Derabunon, but Al-Kapunim, Mishas HaShmat, on a Mitzvah Derabunon, on an Issa Derabunon, but the role of Rishonim is the Yeherek. The Al-Yava. So Mameli wants to select it. But since it was Shas HaShmat, you had to light your menorah in the house, even though that was the danger. But nevertheless, Shas HaShmat is Yeherek, the Al-Yava. But then he asked a very obvious question. So he said, so Oy Bazoy, if you say Shas HaShmat is Yeherek, the Al-Yava, so why don't you light it outside? Why Manichay al Shulchan the Dayah? Why is it sufficient to put it on the table? It's Shas HaShmat. And here I'm going to read from his solution the way he says it, and he says like this: Ulechein loy haya oikre mitzvah tahadluka legamra, avol mash ehoya mishanin lahanicha al Shulchan eina mitzvah nekeres bezeh de ein zeh shinui beguf hamitzvah rak. Hashini the mokim bovad. So he says like this: you're still lighting Chanukah. But instead of placing it outside, you're placing it inside. So on that prat, on that one din that you're not putting it outside, that's not be, so that you don't have to be Moisa Nefesh. So were they to come and to say, don't light Chanukah, right? Well, Chazal to say that. Chazal not to have said that Menicha la Shulchan, you should light it indoors, you'd be oike the midst of Chanukah. Be oike to Gamma. But Hayyot, we're still going to light Chanukah. We're just going to do it, place it in a different position. We weren't oike the midst of the Gamma, so therefore, that prat is not the Yeherek Vayav. That is the pshat, how the Bach learned in the Shaina. Because you learn the Gemura, and it was the Menicha la Shulchan v'dayot, it doesn't sound to you as if the Gemara is telling you you should be Maisa Nefesh, but look at Chanukah. But according to the Bach, that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. They have to be Maisa Nefesh, but you don't have to leave it outside, because by not leaving it outside, you're still being Makai in the Mitzvah. Well, you're not doing it in a proper way, in a full way, but you're being Makai in the Mitzvah. And this is the Bach. Now, there's several Ha'uras on the Bach. Time doesn't restrict us, doesn't allow us to talk them all through, but we'll just talk through one or two. The first thing is that the Bach is the Etzem in Hilchus Kiddush Hashem in the din of Yerigo Yava. The Bach also tells us the Kiddush, because there's a Gemara Masechta Shabbos, and the Gemara tells us of somebody whose name was Elisha Bal Knafayim. Why did he get this title? The Goyim had made a Gezeira that Yidden weren't allowed to wear tefillin, and Elisha ignored the Gezeira and went with tefillin, and he's walking in the street. And he sees an official from the government. So he took off his tefillin, he puts it in his hand, covers it in his hand. So the guy comes to him and says, what have you got in your hand? So he says, Kamsa Yoyna, pigeons. So the guy says, let me see. He opens him his hand, and there was a nest there, so he goes, Kamsa Yoyna. So on that he got his name, Hashem Oysa Hanes. So they shine him all after Kasha, is the guy who made the Gezeira, that you shouldn't wear tefillin. Zoi Bazoi, it's Shas Hashmad. And if it's Shas Hashmad, so it's the Yehere Goyav, he should have allowed himself to be killed. Why did he take it off? Taisus Fekni Kash. So Taisus says that the various Terutzim in the Shining, including the Terutzim that you want to say that. He was Mekayim at his tefillin and he took it off, and the submission is a bigger deal about that. But what I really want to get to is the Ram. The Ram says that putting on tefillin is a mitzvah saseh. You're meant to do something. He says the guy can stop you from putting on tefillin if he wants to anyhow. So he says, this was the Gemurah Zuk, the Bishas HaShmad, it's Yehari Valyava, that's when the guy tells you, go and do an issa. To go and do an issa, he can't force you. So then the Torah, the Chazal said, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, it's Yeherek Vayava, don't do it. But where he's telling you not to do something, so he says, that he can stop you from doing anyhow. He may not kill you, he may just stop you from doing it. So then, you're not mechuyev to be Maisa Nefesh. So therefore, tefillin he could have removed anyhow. The guy could have stopped and went. Tefillin on tefillin is no yehareg vayav. Oy bazoi idrzei shver. Mitzvah Chanukah is a positive master. Now the guy wanted to, the Palestinian could come and they could stop you from being madlik ner Chanukah. Oy bazoi, it's not yehareg vayav afilu b'shas hashmat. Now we could say that the Bach learned that the Torah holds like the other Rishonim who have different terutzim on the kasha. And the Torah holds, and the Bach holds, that it is Biyaharik Valyava. The problem with that is that in Yeridaya, in Simen Kufnun Zayim, both the Bis Yosef and the Bach, and in Shechnuch, the Remu, all bring down that in the midst of Sasei, B'Shaas HaShmad is not Biyaharik Valyava. And the Bach himself, when he brings it down, he doesn't say, V'ein Das, he brings it down on the Torah, he doesn't say, V'ein Das Rabbeinu Kein, he doesn't say that the Torah doesn't hold like that. V'Hasos to the Bach has gehalten, that the Torah also holds, it would have been normal for him to say when he brings it down, he's writing a parish on the Torah in Yeridei Hilchus Kiddush Hashem, he should have brought down that the Torah in Hilchus Chanukah disagrees with that. That's thought that he holds, that the Torah also holds, that on the mitzvah say, we don't say Yehereg Vayava B'Shas HaShmad. So Ibazai is a chesik shver. How does he deal with? How does he deal with Chanukah, where he says, where Bach says that b'shas hashmat it's yarek v'yava. So there are possibilities that could be tried to be machalik, but as we're limited in time and there's a few other big chedishim here, we'll state in them Bach. Then again, we'll go to the next point. Let's have another look at the lashon of the Bach, where the Bach says, "Well, the chayin." So as long as we're not oiker the mitzvah of hadlukah legamra, so where you put it is not that important. Now, if we look at the Lushna Gemura, the Lushna Gemura says v'shas hashmad menichoy al hashulchan, you put it on the table v'dayoy, and that's sufficient. In Echmanach Segen Abayisai, why did the Gemara have to add the words V'dayoy? The Chayla, the Gemara could have just said U'b'sha'at Haskuna Manich Al-Hashulchan Eina Manich Bechot. What is the Gemara teaching me here when the Gemara says V'dayoy and it's sufficient? It's Yitach as it's Kenzan Azoy, that the Bach learned that Chazal said that the mitzvah of Chanukah, you have to be madlikit mebachot. Shas haskuna, as long as you're madlikit b'snim, so then you don't have to do it b'chot because you're still being mekayim the mitzvah of Chanukah generally. But the emes, there would be another way we could learn. We could learn that Chazal made the mitzvah, and you can learn this in two manners, two ways. Chazal made the mitzvah of hadlukas ner Chanukah, which is different than other mitzvahs, because they said that this mitzvah of hadlukas ner Chanukah is a mitzvah that you have to do outside. Now, all our mitzvahs are done b'tzimur. They're not something that's done publicly. The essence of the mitzvah is to do the mitzvah. You don't chuck a lulav in the street. There's no mitzvah that you have to do in public. One mitzvah there is that has to be done in public is ner Chanukah menichah l'shulchan. Now, it's a very yitzuchim tzivim that Chazal, when they made the mitzvah originally, they said, but we're making a mitzvah, you have to light something outside. Maybe there will come a time when that will be dangerous, when the going won't permit it. So they originally and initially said that where there's a mitzvah to be madlik b'chit, that's all we require you to do. Not the pshat is that you're doing the mitzvah b'de'eda because I'm afraid that the goyim will kill, so the maid have no breira. The mitzvah is that you can be done in two ways. If there's no danger, the mitzvah is to put it outside. And if there is a danger, then that's the mitzvah of nechanika. You will mekayim the mitzvah. Then the Bach is clear that he didn't learn like that. The Bach learns that Be'etzim there is a mitzvah. Not with them, it's only one prat of the mitzvah. That prat of the mitzvah is not the Yarek Valyava. But in the Lushna Gemurah, when the Gemurah says, Menichal Shechuna V'dayot, there would be such a mashmuz. But it's not a bit of Eved, but that's the way Chazal made the Tikkunah. And another way we could learn is that when it came, this, even if you'll say that it wasn't initially like that, now I'm saying that the whole Gemara reads together in one breath, that Chazal made the tzkuna, you should menich peis tzkuna rabunim, it's all what happened, menich peis rabeis in the chod, you put it outside, v'shas tzkuna, you put it on a shulchan, that was all the original tzkuna. Even if you don't know like that, you could also learn that what happened was, that when the tzkuna happened, Chazal then at that point, were changed the tzkuna, they were oikah the tzkuna, so to speak, I wouldn't say oikad, but they changed the nature of the mitzvah, and they said, since it changes, again, the niach al shulchunoi, the dayoi, and that will be sufficient, that all you need to do, it's not a bedevit. The Bach clearly doesn't learn like that. But let's have a look at the Lushan of Bach, where the Bach says that it's only mashoi meshanen, the niach al shulchan, Eina mitzvah nekeres b'zeh. The mitzvah isn't neka. We're not eradicating the mitzvah. We're not eliminating it. For those, there ain't a shinui begif ha-mitzvah. It's not a shinui in the guf ha-mitzvah. Rak ha-shinui b'mokim b'vat. Just put it in a different place. Now, if you read that back, it would almost sound that, you know, the mokim of hadlokas ha-mer is outside, but the mitzvah is, you know, getting to the mitzvah is not really that important where you put it. The mitzvah is the hadlokah. The Ma'asa Abba, it's not so push it, because Hadlokas Nechanika is Basuma Nisa. And the reason why there were Madlokit Nebuchit is because of the Chit, the proper Basuma Nisa. Inside the Sunim, there's only Basuma Nisa, Levene Beisai, at the back. In outside is a Basuma Nisa, the Chaloi Vimashovim, everybody goes by. So it's not just a question of where to put it, it's a Shinui. In the Tzuras HaMitzvah, we've changed the nature of this mitzvah. Chazal told us that we should be mavik Ner Chanukah Mibachutz. That means that we should be mavikit with Pesuma Nisa. As a result of the fear that they had that the Goyim would kill them, so then mavikit with them without the proper appropriate Pesuma Nisa. So L'chayda, it would be mashma from this Bach, that the Bach learns like this, that the Pesuma Nisa Mibachutz, that's sort of a bonus. The Ikka Mitzvah is the Madlik Ner Chanukah. You have to put it somewhere. So Chazal said, put it in the Bechot, where there should be Pesuma Nisa, Lo'ibah Meshuvim. Lo'ibah the Skuna, you're still being Mekayim, that's illusion. The Ikka HaMitzvah, the Ikka, the Ein HaMitzvah Nekeres B'zeh, the Ein Zeh Shinui B'Guf HaMitzvah. The Guf HaMitzvah, the Pesuma Nisa is not part, it would seem from this Bach, of the Guf HaMitzvah, the Etzen Mitzvah, the Metzius of the Mitzvah does not include the Din of Pesuma Nisa and the Bechut, possibly the Bachot, it includes Pesuma Nisa and the Sinim. Now, the Shtarka Masmuas, like that for the Bach, in some Simon Tov Reish Ayin Vav, that he holds, Avada, that there is a Din of Pesuma Nisa, Bach there is Mashma, there's two Chalokim of the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, Pesuma Nisa and the Indian of Haidua, which then was Shosanism, Abisain, and the Brochus, and Adlaka, the Brochus of Shosanism. But Al Kapunim, it would seem from the Bach that this din, the Chaylik of the Pesuma Nisa, Mibachutz, is not an essential part of the Guf HaMitzvah. It's a Zaitiga din. You have to put it somewhere, put it in the Mibachutz. Now that there's a Shas of Skun and you put it in the Bifnim, you're still Makayim in it. Now let's go on to another nekuda, which I think has got a big shaykhus. Ho'idna madlikim b'fenim. Nowadays, we're madlik indoors. The station are all free, the kirishayin, the tor, the remu. Ho'idna madlikim b'fenim. Now the question is, b'shaas askuna, the Gemara says it was a schooner which made them bring it indoors. But why? Who isn't there? Why nowadays? So the Ramu and Dake Moshe said, because you leave your menorah outside, it'll be stolen. So you'll be mavlik your neiris, and it'll disappear. So the Meila, because of that, is madlikin mebefinim. That could mean, he doesn't mean because you're going to lose an expensive menorah, because you don't have to use an expensive menorah. That's being oik in the mitzvah. I think he means to say that somebody will pinch the whole thing, it will be gone. So you won't be mekayim in the mitzvah tablokis menorah, because the Ner Chanukah won't burn for the required shia. Now that, l'chayda doesn't understand. There is a mitzvah. You put on a good winter coat, and you stay outside for the allocated zman. And you make sure that Megambat Nisht. In other words, what I'm saying is like the Gemara tells you the Shas of Skuna. The Gemara is talking, and the Bach says Shas of Skuna means Skunas Nefushas. They're going to kill him. And the Bach talks about Yerig Valyava, and this part is not the Yerig Valyava. And suddenly we find that it's been reduced to being, you know, having the inconvenience of standing outside and taking care of the natives. Shouldn't be stopped. Nidachzach, that it's that here again we see that this nekuda that either we saw in the Bach, or we'll talk about the other shittas in a second, that the Bach learns that the Ika mitzvah is adlukas mechanika. That's the Ika mitzvah. On that Ika mitzvah, the Bach learns b'shaf hashmad, the Bach mechadish, it's yehered v'yava. Where to put it, that was a zatiga din, a katchil in the mitzvah. It should be done this way, this is the way it should be done. So that you're the same svura that tells the Bach that you don't have to be meister nefesh, also tells us that if it's connected with great difficulties, one also doesn't have to put it outside, because it's only a prat, the illusion of Bach, where to put it. But you could say avada, but it's sof, it's part of the mitzvah of adlukas mechanikah. Now, it could be, so maybe if it's a part of the mitzvah of adlukas mechanikah, it's not diamond, it's a schooner, and here, it's just an inconvenience. But if we will learn that Chazal made a tikkuna, two tikkunas, one tikkuna was a tikkuna, which was the tikkuna that you should do it if everything is okay. And the other tikkuna was a tikkuna of menichay al shulchuna yedaya. So it could be that you could learn that the shas of skuna doesn't necessarily mean it's because of skunas nefushas. Now it could be that the pshat is that if there is chazal said the katchila we made the tikkuna, you should do it outside. But if that will be connected with great difficulties, either a difficulty of that it's against the law, the goyim will punish you, or now possibly we don't have to learn even skunas nefushas, but they will just make a penalty. Chazal said, you don't have to do that. There's another tikkuna. There's another tikkuna. The tikkuna that when things go difficulty is menichay al shechunay v'daya. So then you are sufficient to be madlik b'snim. So lemeloi bazoi, even if it's only related to cold weather, is. But that is the tikkuna of Chazal. Either we learn that was the original tikkunas Chazal, that Chazal made this tikkuna bizman. When they made this tikkuna, they said that where there is the katchila, you should be madik mibachit, but if it's necessary, if it's hard, you could be madik b'snim. Or you could learn that when the tikkuna came, Chazal changed the tzira, and Chazal made a new tikkuna, which was that if it's combined with difficulties, menichoy ala shulchan v'dayoy, and that is enough. That is now the chefs of the mitzvah, the new mitzvah. That's the v'dayoy, as we said earlier. The new mitzvah is menichay ala shulcha. There would be a shtickle raya to this gang that we're saying that that there was another tikkuna, especially if we say it was a later tikkuna, because there's a machlokes hashanim bizman when they were madlik b'snim. So Taisa says that if you miss the time when the Ramadik b'chutz, if you miss the time, he didn't, for whatever reason he missed it, and there are no longer people in the street, Tichlo Regal Tameduwe, there's no longer the Pesumanissa, so Taisa says you shouldn't be Madlik indoors. And the other Rishonim say, why shouldn't you be Madlik indoors? Why is it worse than Bizman Azeh were also Madlik b'snim? So it cannot be, they said. So you were meant to do it when they went by the Rashba, the Ritva. But they all said, but if you couldn't do it, for whatever reason he couldn't do it, a fill up a shale. Master, he didn't do it. So why shouldn't he be madlik indoors? Why is it worse than isn't the madlik in the snare? No, if you learn that. The way we started off, that the madlik b'snim is only a skuna dikedin, so then that wouldn't be shter. But the rishonim are asking us not only from the shas of skuna, but from what we're doing today when there is no skuna, but only because of the inconvenience of staying outside. But if you learn that there was two tikkunas, there was an original tikkuna where they were mitakim, you should be madlik nechamikim mebuchot. Later on, they changed it. And they made a new tikkuna that you should be madlik b'tnim. So over there we can understand this manna there with madlik b'tnim. However, originally, when before they made the second tikkunah, so then you had to be madlik b'vechul. You had to be madlik in a zman when was psumanista. If there was no psumanista, if you missed the time, so at that point there's no longer mitzvah being madlik nechanika. This is a latest kuna that Chazal made, which they instituted in the Shas of Kuna. They instituted a new kuna of being madlik without the pesumanissa of the bechutz. Finish off with the ahuri, which is menuna the yahim mamish. So through the kasha, the b'syosef kasha, that the nes of Chanukah was only for 7 days. Why do we have 8 days Chanukah? Now on that kasha, there are probably thousands of teretzim, thousands. Chassam Sofer in Drushas Chassam Sofer says that he has a teretz that ledatoi, he says, is by far the best teretz that he's ever, from all the teretzim that he's seen. Chodesh Kislev can be Mula and can be Chusa. This year we have 2 days of Chodesh Tevis because Chodesh Kislev is Mula. So he says like this: in the day of the when it happened, the Nes of the Yevunim, it was Chusa. So the Balta was Chusa. It started on Chaf Hei, and the taka, the Nes was for 7 days, and it finished on Beis Tevis. So he says. But Chazal knew that sometimes it's going to be Chosa and sometimes it's going to be Mula. So he said, now just like the mitzvah of Chanukah starts on Chaf Hei Kislev, you can't do Chaf Dalet, you can't do Chaf Gimel. You have to do it on the day that the Nes started. So he says, you have to finish it on the day the Nes finished. So when do you have to finish it? You have to finish on Beis Tevis. So Mimele, he says, look, some cipher that because of that, Chazal on the second that there has to be 8 days Chanukah, because Chanukah always has to finish on Beis Tevis. Now, if the in the Hezbah Dover is we know that Tevis is a sad month. It's, you know, we have the solid Tevis. It's a month when bad things happen. Chazal wanted that the Ner mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, the oil of Chanukah, should go and lighten up the Chodesh Tevis. We should be zeicher to these gewaldige oil of Chanukah in the month of Tevis. So they wanted that it should go into the month, not just on the Rosh Chodesh, but should actually go into the month. And through that will be zeicher that Chodesh Tevis, which is a month that had in it an unfortunate occurrence in relation to the tragedies of Chorban Beis Hamikdash and the Gulas of Klal Yisrael, that month should be Alechtig Chodesh Luni L'chol Beis Yisrael.